Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey buddy.
What's up, kid?
625, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Hold on a sec. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
That better be a damn Bud Light or something, man.
You're damn right it is. Friday morning. Friday. Drinking rules don't apply, man. It's like when you're camping, all right? Drinking rules don't apply when you're camping. Yeah. You can crack a beer at 6:25 in the morning and no one can judge it
because
you can't.
Feel good about it. Mm-hmm. Should feel good about it, you know?
Anyway, Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud. Yeah, hey, Bud Distributing, get you hooked up. What do you got? I know it's a busy sports time right now.
Oh, man, just riveting. I could do some scores, but I'm going to skip it. Baseball's in shambles. I can't even really talk about something we don't even really want to talk about. But here we go. We have to. Pro football and baseball. This one's kind of combined. NFL Players Association has thrown out their support. They're throwing it out behind the MLB's Players Association as the owner's lockout continues. The NFLPA says they stand in
solidarity.
Solidarity. Thank you.
Sappy, Samsonite. Ah.
Stand in solidarity. Thank you. It would have taken me a second. With our brothers at the MLBPA. They say by fighting the good fight to secure a fair deal. Everyone will benefit, including current and future generations of players, as well as fans who love the sport of baseball. So, there you go. The NFL standing by him. So, it's going to happen at some point, right? There's going to be some baseball.
Of course, the NFL is, because they're not going through right now. It's easy for the big wigs that they have. Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, this is good. This is fine. Go ahead. You strike right now. It's good. I don't know. I just think you're playing a kid's game. I'm not saying you shouldn't be paid for the work you're doing, mm-hmm. but it's also a children's game. It's a game that out of shape people play in parks on beer leagues. I don't see why it's so difficult to figure out.
Got wars going on.
Yeah.
People out there making real decisions. I think you should,
Bingo.
Pony up and get this going, because the world needs a little bit of sports action right now. And, by you guys holding out.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, right. I got another baseball story, but I'm going to skip it because hell with you, baseball. Figure it out.
How about we do no baseball stories until they figure it out? How about that? Like we'll make a difference, but maybe
Here's the thing. There's not much else going on, Brock. I need something at least, dude. No, this is a good story. Not a good story, but it's huge in the sports world. MMA. More details have come out regarding the attempted murder charge against former UFC champion Cain Velasquez. The 39-year-old is accused of shooting someone in San Jose, California in an act of justice, basically. Police say he chased the victim for 11 miles before ramming his vehicle into the victim's truck. He then got out and shot the guy. Victim is identified as Paul Bender and suffered non-life-threatening injuries, but a passenger in his truck, Harry Gallardi, believed to have been his intended target. The 43-year-old just been released from jail and is charged with molesting a juvenile. Cops arrested Velasquez and they're holding him without bail. He'll be arraigned Monday. Keep this guy locked up.
God, what a mess, dude.
What a mess. What? Dude, he's a fighter, too. The guy can wail on people. We don't need people out there like this walking around, dude.
Yeah.
Hair trigger,
knows how to fight, has been trained how to fight.
Exactly.
And aggressive, yeah. Ugh, what an ugly story.
Here's what you do. You save guys like this for like, wars, and you're like, hey, go over there and throw it down, You can get all that anger out over there. Just can't be doing it here, walking around and shooting people, man. So, Cain in jail, probably going to be there for a while. And good. Last story. This is a little more heartwarming.
I was going to say, you've had two bummer stories. How about we get something good?
Well, this one's not actually great. But even if you don't watch much college basketball, which I really don't until like March Madness and whatnot, but you might want to tune into the Duke-North Carolina game this Saturday. It'll be the last home game for head coach Mike Krzyzewski, better known as Coach K. You've probably heard of that guy. He's been in the news a lot. He's won a lot of games. He's 75 years old, retiring after his 42nd season at Duke. The sports world will be watching, and the arena will be rocking. It's really not an uplifting story, is it?
No.
The guy's retiring, you know. And that's your sports this morning.
Jesus. What are you doing, man? My God. Not anything else. Not anything, nothing.
No. Brock, put the knife down. It's okay.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Cyanide, apparently. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Morning. What's up, dude?
Yes. 7:23. Let's get right to it, because I know there's so much going on in the sports world. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm bored because there's no sports going on, at least you got something tasty to drink, right?
Bored. There is really not much going on in sports, and it's kind of depressing this morning, to be honest with you. Kick it off with men's college basketball. We're going to do some scores because I kind of want to have something uplifting here. Ohio State beat Michigan State. That was last night.
That's not uplifting right there. Jeez.
Dude, this entire sports report is just...
You are terrible at this.
Iowa beating Michigan, 82-71. Damn. Tonight, Ball State going to be at Western, 6 o'clock. Eastern going to be at Miami of Ohio, 7. Central going to be at Akron at 7. Let's see. Saturday's game, big game over there. Pittsburgh going to be at Notre Dame at 2:30. So if you're fighting Irish fan, there you go. Michigan going to be at Ohio State on Sunday at 12:30. All right. Might catch that one.
Take it. I'll take it.
Maryland going to be at Michigan State at 4:30. So what? More in college basketball. Even if you don't watch much of it, might want to tune into the Duke-North Carolina game this Saturday. It will be the last home game for head coach Mike Krzyzewski, better known as Coach K. He's 75 years old, retiring after his 42nd season at Duke. Damn, dude.
Damn, dude. Damn.
You've been 42 seasons of anything, man. You know how many, like, players? Do you think he remembers everybody?
No.
Here's the thing, though, is I have, like, high school coaches that I've talked to. They're like, oh, yeah, dude, I know everybody.
You
don't forget.
You probably can recall a lot. Definitely the starters, I bet you. You know, because, I mean, you spend a lot of time, and the names are there, and, you know, you're saying names constantly. You're seeing that for 4 years, too. I mean, it's probably pretty easy to lock those in, but...
It's kind of crazy, too. His last game is a Duke-North Carolina game, which is a rival. Dude, the arena is definitely going to be rocking.
Oh, it's going to be
a fun game,
man,
to watch,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right, do you want to get to some depressing sports news? Or
I don't. There's nothing else. You don't have anything
else. I'm telling you. This is what they gave me.
Let me look and see here. Something I can get.
I mean, there's a bunch of boring stuff. NBA, let's just do that real quick. NBA, last night, Hawks beat the Bulls 130-124. Pistons beating the Raptors 108-106. There are some games tonight if you're an NBA fan. Pacers going to be Detroit playing the Pistons at 7.
Why don't we talk
Bucks
about...
Bucks going to be Chicago playing the Bulls at 7:30.
Let's talk about how it's harder to hit a baseball than it is to hit a hole-in-one. How about that?
I think we already established that.
I have an article here that says hitting a baseball is the hardest skill to pull off in sports, and here's why. So I don't know if you want me to get into this, Hunter. If you want to go down that, the only thing that's easier, the only thing that's easier hitting a hole in one is getting a 300 in bowling. We'll get to that.
All right,
later.
Moving on. I'm not going into this. This is my sports report, and I'm not letting you take it over. So hell with your story. We're not talking about you being able to bowl a 300, which you can't.
Easy.
You can't hit a baseball from Randy Johnson, period.
Smoke
it. And you will never, ever get a hole-in-one, Brock. Period.
Hitting a hole-in-one is the easiest out of all three of those things. Right? I can do it with my eyes closed.
In MMA news, more details have come out regarding an attempt. I will talk about attempted murders before I have to sit here and listen to your BS about hitting a hole-in-one. So shut up and listen. More details have come up. See how angry I am?
It's weird.
The things you say, dude, it's absolutely so far left field.
So angry.
So just accept it. You're never going to get there, bro. More details. All right, one last story. This is depressing, but, hey, this is kind of huge in the sports world, man. More details come out about the attempted murder charge against UFC champion Cain Velasquez, 39-year-old. He's accused of shooting someone in San Jose, California, in an act of justice, obviously. Police say he chased the victim for 11 miles before ramming his vehicle into the victim's truck. He then got out, shot the guy. Victim is identified as Paul Bender, suffered non-life-threatening injuries, but the passenger of the truck, his name's Harry, who was they believe to be his target, didn't get so lucky. He didn't die, but 43-year-old had just been released from jail, charged with molesting a juvenile. Velasquez being held on with no bail. He'll be arraigned on Monday. Keep this guy in jail, Brock.
That's a crazy story, and I don't... God, what a mess. What a mess of the whole thing.
Well, here's what's scary about it. Dude, even without a weapon, the guy can smash face. You know what I'm saying? He's already dangerous enough. Now this guy's running around shooting people and just... Dude, put this guy in jail. Throw away the key for a while.
Oh, I'm sure he will. I'm sure that's definitely going to happen. So don't worry, he's there. Anyway, I think my story was better, but it's
It really was, dude. I don't know why I went into that.
Anything else?
Anyway, I do have the baseball. Baseball's still in shambles. I'm sure you've heard about it. And you know, they're not really getting anywhere far.
That's the problem right now. Is this all this hullabaloo and nothing is being done? It doesn't seem like on either end.
So the NFL Players Association is kind of standing by in support of the MLB Players Association. They're kind of teaming up there saying, hey, do your thing. You know, make your money. But at the same time, it's like, you guys, this is for the fans, too. And without baseball, there are a lot of diehards out there just kind of.
Why don't we give teachers baseball players salary and salary, the teacher's salary to baseball players?
For a year, at least.
How about that? Why don't we do that? Why don't we give the people who are shaping the minds of the youths of tomorrow, millions of dollars for doing that? And then we give the guys who are playing a child's game professionally, give them the teacher. How about that?
It just doesn't make sense if you size it up. Like, you know, you put it well there.
Yeah.
Would you rather, okay, not make a lot of money and deal with a bunch of kids all day long?
Yeah, and hope.
We're going to give you millions of dollars to go out and have a home run derby and play in the baseball field with your friends.
That doesn't sound like, did you just say millions? I want millions and millions and millions of dollars to hit a baseball. Knock it off. Figure it out, dear God.
So, yeah, baseball will be back at some point, probably in April. And we'll talk about it more then. So.
All right. That'll do it for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.